Okay, guys, welcome to Knights of the Trail, Tales from the Campfire, Episode 1. Red Leader speaking. I'm also here with Sir Cussalot.
Yes, I'm here. Where's the campfire?
Hey, it's around. It's around.
Oh, it's around.
So, we're at the end of 2017. Mm. We've had a very eventful year.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're going to talk about some of the trails that we've been on, and we're going to rank them from our most favorite to our least favorite. And then we're also going to talk about what we want to do for 2018 for the Knights of the Trail show. I'll go ahead and start off with saying that thank you all for making this show what it is today. And we hope to grow our viewers exponentially throughout 2018. All right, so what we'll do is we will alternate back and forth talking about what our favorite trails are and why we think they are our favorite trails, some of the negatives, some of the positives. I'll go ahead and say that the Four Seas at Carter Caves is my number one favorite trail. The reason being is because it's about an 8.5 mile trail. And it has a lot of things to see along the way. Because it's part of Carter Cave system, it has really large rock formation, caves, it's got streams, it has the Shangri-La Arch where you have to climb down inside, and it has like a waterfall and lagoon afterwards. It has swinging bridges, it has a lake, it has what I love about trails, and my favorite thing is if you get taken from a woodland area to a meadowy area to an area that has water. Just the changing of the terrain. So you're getting something new even though you're walking the same trail. So that's why Four Seas Trail at Carter Caves is my favorite.
Well, those are good reasons. But I don't know any of them because I haven't walked that trail yet. So my favorite trail is Lake Vesuvius. Because, well, it's long. It's rough only because it's so long, not because there's ups and downs. It's a pretty view of the lake if you like those lake views, which is what I like. I like lake views. I also like being up high, and I like seeing views too. That's why Natural Bridge is my number two, because it's got such a beautiful view. But Natural Bridge has got a prettier view than Lake Vesuvius. But the reason Lake Vesuvius is number one is because even though the trail is smaller at Natural Bridge, it is a straight up hell ride of a walk. So if you got bad knees, I don't suggest you do it. I suggest you take the ski lift. Because there is a ski lift there, and I would just, if I was you, I'd just take it. For people who just want to see a spectacular view, but don't want to have to kill themselves to get up there.
Right. Well, we're just going on the number one right now.
Well, number one is Vesuvius because, well, it was my first. Never forget your first. and I really enjoyed it. It was so long, and one of my favorite aspect about it, maybe for other people, is the reason I hike and the reason I do these things is to get away from people. And when you do Vesuvius, if you do the whole 8 miles, when you reach about that 3 to 4 to 5 mile mark, when you're way back there, you are so far from people. You are really far, which can be scary because if something happens, then ain't nobody gonna hear you scream. But I enjoy it because I like being away from people as much as possible. So I really like being back there. You know, where we stopped and ate lunch at the picnic table. I thought that was a really good spot.
That was fun.
Oh, God, I love that spot. And we almost made it back there when we kayaked back there, too. And that was just nice being away from people.
Yeah, Grave Digger and I, we done it completely in the rain. And we went to that camping, that table there. And, we just had our bags like on top of us and our ponchos, and we're like eating and it's raining. It was pretty awesome.
I'm not much for hiking in the rain. I guess it would be enjoyable, like if it was something small, not Vesuvius in the rain. If it was like falls or something in the rain, I'd deal with that. It's 3 miles. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna cut myself. Yeah. But I ain't doing no 8 miles in the rain.
Right. I ended up getting a blister, my first blister in the rain.
Because your foot got wet. Yeah. You got to keep your feet dry.
Okay, the only negative things I can think about on the Four Seas Trail is it's pretty strenuous because you're going up and down hills pretty much the entire hike. And the other thing is you're only limited because you have to be off the trail by dusk. That's the only two things I have a problem with. Other than that, it's fine. If we were to go up there and camp at the Johnson's homestead, that would be awesome because you would just hike.
Halfway point?
It's about halfway. It's about 4 miles in. Yeah.
Because the halfway point's always, I don't know, for any trail, it's always enjoyable. It's the farthest point when you're away from so many people. It's not enjoyable.
So if you had one or two things negative about Vesuvius,
it is long. It is very long. The last 2 miles, if you're not a big experienced hiker like myself, who hasn't hiked everything in the world, the last few miles will be pretty rough on you because you've already walked so much that by the time you get to those last two, you're just forcing and pushing yourself to get to the end because you know you can't stop. You're not going to camp at, you know, right there unless you do decide to camp. That trail would be a great trail to camp just because of the halfway mark, 4 miles. Who can't walk 4 miles, camp, and then walk another four? That's simple. But walking 8 miles in a day is rough for your normal human being.
Yeah, that was my second point. Yeah. Now, when we say rough, we mean for like beginners.
Yes,
not
beginners.
AT.
Anybody who's used to hiking bigger trails that go over 10 miles, and they do, oh, I do 10, 15 miles a day. The Vesuvius is a walk in the park for them. We're not talking to those people. We're talking to people. I think we're mostly trying to talk to people who want to get into hiking and want to know what a good trail would be for someone who just wants to hike a few times a year.
Exactly.
And if you are in pretty good shape, then Lake Vesuvius will be fine. Yeah. If you're in pretty decent shape, if you're not in the best, but you're okay, then it's going to be a little rough. And if you're not in good shape, I wouldn't attempt.
Yeah, I also know people who actually run the entire
I can barely walk it, but there's people out there running it. So this is for different kinds of people.
And that's what Knights of the Trail is about. We're not professionals. This is new to us, even though we're trying to get better. I mean, we're getting better.
I'm going to get my PhD in trail hiking.
I'm
going to change my trail name to Dr. Trail.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say that since we're on Lake Vesuvius, I'm going to go ahead and say that my second favorite trail is the Lake Vesuvius Trail. What I like about the Lake Vesuvius Trail, and I can sum it up in one word, freedom. You have the freedom to almost do anything you want out there. You know, you can be out there as late as you want to be. You can camp anywhere you want to.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta love that.
You're out away from people. And that's the best part. Some of the other things I like about it does offer the change in scenery. So you could go from the woodland. There's some hilly parts, but then you can go way down into a meadowy.
Yeah, that's back there towards the 3 to 4 mile markers.
Right.
That is really pretty back there. And really nice and quiet, too.
It's a little strenuous to kayak it, though.
When you're dragging somebody, yes. But if you're just kayaking, it's not too bad to get all the way back there. If you're doing it in the summertime, you got to get to those lily pads. There are millions of lily pads. Spots to get through, and they're a little tough to get to because I like to grab onto your paddle. But other than that, it's really not too bad to get back there. It's easier to get back to kayak than it is to walk.
Another positive, it's not very far away. It's pretty much in our backyard.
Yeah. I do like that about too.
Really, the only negatives that I have about Lake Vesuvius is probably not good to have as negatives. I've just been there so many times. I literally been there taking
each. I can
never
get tired of walking in the woods, no matter where it is. Mm-hmm. This is me. Especially if it's not that strenuous.
I'm always the type of person, I have to go to new places.
No, I don't have to. I want to.
Travel.
I like to save those. I don't constantly want to do new things because, I don't know, there's not that new much. We don't have much money to be doing that much new. So I want to enjoy the things we've already done again. But and save the new things, because they'd be really excited.
Right.
They would be really excited when you do.
And now that we are getting better at hiking, and I can actually feel a difference in our physical stamina, I guess you could say.
Stamina.
There was
a difference.
Vesuvius is a good practice trail. If you need to test out some new gear or something like that, you can just go out there and test it out.
Yeah, camp it, hike it. If it's shoes, tent, jacket, whatever. You want to see if this jacket works in the cold, go walk that trail in the cold. That's also a good testing for camping gear.
So we'll go on to, so we don't make this like a 2-hour long video.
Oh, all that people want to hear is talk for 2 hours.
Right. So my number 3 favorite trail has got to be the Natural Bridge in Slade, Kentucky. I had such an amazing time there until I sprained my ankle the first time around.
Well, my number 2 is Natural Bridge. Yeah.
Oh, you need
to go into... Yeah, that's fine. We can talk about the Natural Bridge. Since it's my second and it's your third, we'll just talk about it right now.
No, we'll just go ahead and talk it up. Yeah. So, Natural Bridge. What can I say? It is absolutely beautiful out there.
Mm, the views are great.
The views are just amazing. It's probably the best views as close to home as we can probably get.
It's 2 hours from here, so... But we saw a lot of license plates that were from way different areas. So people do travel really far to go see it. I'd say most of the people who listen to this will have already been there.
Right.
Or have already planned to go.
Many, the things I love about it is many of the people who are through hikers, hiking the Shelterweed Trace, which I hope to do one day, it runs through it. So there's a lot of people there. And when we went to Miguel's Pizza, it was great pizza. I loved it.
It was good. Next time I go, though, I'm going to get us screwed up. That's why we got to go back so we can get there. Because I want to make some kind of screwed up concoction.
What'd you end up having on your pizza?
I got what I usually get, jalapenos, pepperoni, and bacon. Mm-hmm. That's what I get from most places. But next time I was thinking black beans and rice.
Yeah,
they let you put white rice on the pizza. So.
Right.
I was thinking, because black beans and rice, I love beans and rice, so I was thinking beans and rice.
And I
ended up some bacon thrown in. I love my bacon.
I ended up getting black beans and meatballs.
That's a weird combination.
It was a weird
combination. Throwing in some black beans, like Texas style, throwing in with Italian
meatballs. I figured, why not? Let's just do something crazy.
I think I might do bacon, white rice, and beans, just because I've never had the idea of putting rice on pizza. So I wonder what that's like. Rice on pizza.
Who knows?
It can't be that bad. It's white rice.
Right.
So it can't be too bad.
What'd you think of the people there, when we went?
I'll tell you right now, we don't fit in with those people. Right now. We do not fit in with them.
They are the people every we hope to become one day.
Well, I don't know if I want to come too much. Every single one of them was the size of a toothpick. Because they're all skinny and they live off nuts and berries. and that's fine. And they all had, for some reason, every single one of them had a bandana.
Mm-hmm.
And flip-flops. I just hope to God they don't go hiking in those. But they I'm sure they're nice. They're great, nice people. They just love the woods, and there's nothing wrong with that, because...
Well, you can tell they are...
Yeah, I love nature.
They're hikers, they're not, like, hunters and outdoorsmen.
No, there's a difference between hunters and outdoorsmen. We are outdoorsmen. I like to put us in the class of outdoorsmen, and then hunters in their own damn class. If they want to go shoot something, kill something, and destroy nature, that's fine. That's up to them. Yeah. It's not against the law, whatever, even though it should be. But anyway, outdoorsmen want to enjoy the outdoors, not kill it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I don't mind hunting, but it's not something that I really shoot for. I would rather
I saw what you did there.
Yeah, you saw that, did you?
Yeah, I know that.
But I would rather be out exploring the land instead of sitting there, like, at 6 in the morning waiting.
Well, that's true. You have to be up really early to do all that kind of stuff. And
so...
I'm hard to get up early right now. I'm hoping that you.
The early in the morning.
Because I love early mornings. There's nothing more beautiful than watching the sun come up. Yeah. And when you go camping, man.
And you get that fog on the lake early in the morning.
All that good stuff. Just watching the sun come up. And that's even, I even do that when I go to the beach. When I go to River Beach, I get up 5 o'clock in the morning because I want to see that sun.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to do it out there in the woods, too, because it's beautiful out there. Especially in the morning. And that's when the world comes alive, too. That's when all the deer and squirrels get out and try to get to breakfast. And you can see a lot of activity in the early morning.
Okay, do you have any positive that you really want to get out?
Positives for Natural Bridge are the view is spectacular. It's very scary. If you haven't been there so far, being up on top of that bridge with no railing, knowing that if you fall, you are dead, is a little scary. So just don't, please God, don't get too close to the edge. And if you take your kids, squeeze their arm off. Don't let go of them.
Yeah, we did don't see some kids up there.
I know, and I was like, I looked at my mom wants to go, and I told her, I'm not putting these kids up there. Mm-hmm. My kids, the ones that like running around like idiots. Lord, God, that's scary stuff. But it is beautiful, and then if you walk this other trail that leads over to another cliff, that's a beautiful spot, too. You can get a different view. There's a lot of different views up there to be seen. So if you haven't done it, I should just at least go on and ride in the ski lift just to get up there. If you don't want to hike, just take a quick trip up there. We live 4 hours away. By the time we get there, we ain't got time to walk it. Well, you got time to ride the ski lift up, so do that.
The only negative thing I have to say about it is...
Too many people.
Well, actually...
a lot of people.
Actually, there's a couple of negative things. Yeah. You're right. Too many people. It's really crowded once you get up there because there's really easy ways to get up to the bridge, and then and there's really hard ways to get up to the bridge.
In early November, late October. Can you remember when? Can we get the people out at the?
I can't remember.
It was late October, early November when most places aren't too busy, but this one was.
Late October.
But that just goes to show you how pretty it is and how nice it is because that many people come there all the time.
They want
to
see the changing of the leaves.
Yeah, because we went in the fall when the leaves are changing, so that probably wasn't that pretty. Are the trails closed in the winter? Can you just go up there and walk up to the top in the wintertime?
I think you can, because it's part of
the... Now, the ski lift's closed, though, right? Ski lift's probably closed, right?
Probably. Okay. Yeah, it'd probably freeze up, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying. I figured it would be closed in the winter, but you can walk it in the winter, and that would be nice if you can make it up there. Probably would have a lot of people.
The other negative thing is you really... It's almost like going to Disneyland to me. It's an attraction.
This isn't just a hike. It's called a destination hike. Yes. You have somewhere to get to. You have a destination with this hike. See, with something like Big Vesuvius, you don't have a destination. Mm-hmm. You just hike it. This is a destination hike. You're trying to get to something.
Yeah.
So it just depends on if you're in the mood for going to look at something. And it's really pretty. Make sure you got a camera. That's all I got to say. Make sure you got a camera because you're going to want to take a lot of pictures of the Natural Bridge. But the trail is hard if you want to walk it.
Because it's straight up a mountain.
Yeah, well, there's also a few different ways to get up there, but they're all still hard because you are straight climbing. But it's still a pretty trail. The trail's nice on the way up, too. It's a pretty trail.
Okay, for my fourth favorite trail of 2017, I would say the Lost and the Mary Davis Trail in Beach Fork, West Virginia.
Yeah, I think that's... My third one is Lost. And what you're talking about right now is my third one. Because my first is Lake Vesuvius, second Natural Bridge, third is the Lost Trail. And the reason I love it is because we've, of course, only done it at night, and it is probably my favorite night hike. We've done it twice now in the night, and I just love it.
Yeah. I've been up there three times.
That's right. You went back with
Grave Digger and Milkman.
Yeah, you went back with them. And just did the Lost Trail. We didn't do the Mary Davis.
Though. We just did the Lost Trail. Yeah. It did get dark on us.
So only me and you have done the Mary Davis.
Yeah, it did get dark on us halfway through. It was muddy as all get out, though. I mean,
I wouldn't want to do that one.
I
wouldn't want to do it at night in the mud.
Peanut butter.
I don't know if it's beautiful, the Mary Davis. I would say it is because we've always done it. It's always been pitch black. But my guess is, it's really pretty during the day, especially when you get up top of that very top.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say you can see quite a bit. We can see quite a bit at night.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine what the view would be like during the day.
We actually sat there, had a dinner, and just kind of watched the sunset. It was actually beautiful there. But I do like going around on the wildlife management or the Mary Davis Trail. You go way back there. Mm-hmm. Never seen it in the daytime.
No, still haven't seen it. But it's beautiful at night, so I would say it's beautiful at night.
Yeah. It's a loop trail as well, so you'll always end up back where you started.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen some amazing views of the moon the last time we were up there.
Yeah, we did.
And that moon, it was a full moon, and we were up on that hill.
Yeah.
And it was really good views.
Saw about 50 billion spiders.
Yeah. Which that's
it. Which is pretty, though. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like diamonds.
It is. I've never seen so. I did not know. I mean, I know there's spiders everywhere because they say, you know, for every 3 feet or something like that, there's a million spiders. And I didn't really believe it until now. And if you go up there and walk the trail at night with your headlamp, you will just see these little sparkles. You'll think it's water.
Yeah.
But it's not. They're eyes. And it's just, it's amazing how many different species there are up there and how many of them that there are. It is.
And how big they are.
Oh, no. Yeah, we saw some big ones up there. Some really big ones. It was really cool. I enjoyed it because of that. I mean, I love seeing all the different kinds of spiders. That was amazing.
I also like it because there's ruins of some old houses up there.
Mm-hmm,
and yeah. It really shows that there's some history to this trail. Like, there must have been a town or something going through it, but it's grown up now.
Well, these are mining, I think, up there at some point.
The Iron Ridge or something like that.
And that house that we were walking through, that the chimney is about the only thing still standing, and some of the walls, something, I don't know what, it could have been anything, but it had something to do with the mining, I'm sure, at the time.
So what was your third?
My third was the Lost Trail, this one, the one we do it at night, which I enjoyed. That has been one of my favorite things, and you know what? I hope we do it again this year in the fall. I hope sometime later on this fall, we go up there. It's like a yearly thing. We do it once a year, almost a year apart. We go up there and we end up doing it because we do it after the time changes.
Mm-hmm. It's because we couldn't make it up there in time because
I can't get up in time. That's my fault. But I love walking that trail at night. I've walked it twice at night. If I went blind, I could at least walk that trail. and I don't know why I enjoy it. I mean, we do need to run up there and hit it sometime in the day just to be like, oh.
Oh, this is what it looks like.
That is what it's like.
It's like a trailer park.
But it is like one of my favorite trails now, just to do it. And I would also recommend, if you want to do a night hike, that one and Vesuvius. Vesuvius would make a great night hike from start to finish.
If we just want to start at night
and walk the whole thing and come out the next morning, you will enjoy the hike even at night. Because you are away from people. It's quiet back there. So if there's anything back there that you're afraid of, you're going to hear it. And it's going to hear you and run away, so you're going to be fine.
What is your fourth favorite trail?
My fourth favorite is the Lick Falls, is the waterfall. The reason why it's not higher, which I enjoy all these trails I go on, it's hard to rank. The reason why it's not so high is just because it's kind of short. That's the only reason why. Which is also a positive for somebody who wants to do a quick trail, it's 3 miles, and see a waterfall halfway through the trip.
Yeah, that is actually my sixth favorite one. So I'll save my likes and dislikes for that. But do you have any negatives to say about it?
Just the only negative for it really is you're not far away from people. There are people kind of close. You might even see some people even in the middle of the winter when we went. We went like February. It was cold, or it went November. I can't remember. But we went when nobody, with the campground wasn't open, because you have to go to the campground and park there. It's at Grayson. Make sure that they know where it's at. But it's a really pretty trail. It's not too strenuous. It's got some ups, but not too many, and they're not that bad. But it's only 3 miles. It would be a good family hike, actually. It's a good one to take your kids on, but the trail does have some cliffs. You are walking along some cliffs, part of it.
There is that one hill you go straight up to.
I
forgot about it.
Yeah.
But
there are some cliffs, so be careful, because if somebody falls off of those, you're most likely not making it back. Because right below the cliffs are some rocks and then the water. But it's still a beautiful trail. You know, a lot of trails have cliffs. The positives are that it's short, close by for us, only 30-minute drive. And there's a waterfall. There's a waterfall. Pretty waterfall, too. Pretty creek.
Well, my fifth favorite trail is the Kanawha Trace 5 mile loop.
Yeah, and that's my last and most hated of all time.
Yeah, so this will make for interesting conversation. My favorites.
Should even put it on the list.
My favorite things of the Kanawha Trace 5 mile loop is, well, it's part of the KT for a little bit.
Yeah.
And it does have little things to offer along the way. You have that Sleepy Hollow campground there. It looks kind of cool.
Well, it did, I'm sure, one time.
Yeah.
It's all cattails now.
And it's different. It's really different. For a little bit, you're in somebody's backyard almost, but then you go out, and it looks like you just keep on going back out into the woods. There was some really good views up on top of the ridgeline there. Mm. You can see where people really take care of it, where they're building new bridges across the streams. I feel, maybe it's just in my head, but it's like I imagine myself actually on the Appalachian Trail, where they have to walk through trail towns to get to point A to point B. And I feel like we had to do that. We had to navigate through like some...
I enjoyed the first time. Better than I enjoyed the second. That
was the actual KT.
I know that was the actual KT, and I enjoyed that, but I didn't enjoy the loop.
It has like this old creepy like barn and
that was nice.
Houses like you really don't see.
If they watch our videos, see the pictures after.
Yeah,
but it was that was cool to see that and just stand there and think about.
We got
what used to be, what used to be right there, the people, the lives that were lived right there.
Mm-hmm. We got to go across a few bridges.
Oh, yeah.
And now I guess we can get into the negatives, which I'm sure you're going to have a field day with this. The number one negative I'm sure we both agree on is we had to do a lot of road walking.
Yeah, that's let me tell you I don't know why this trail is on the road. If it's because people opted out of the trail, it's either people walking into the property, then I want to state for the record that those people are assholes and shouldn't even own a home. If that's the reason, we don't know for sure if the reason why 2 miles of this trail is on a freaking paved road, which does hell to your feet when you're wearing hiking boots.
Amen to that, brother.
The trail was fine, but when you have to halfway through hit a road and then can't figure out where to go because there are not clear markers telling you that you need to go this direction off this road to get back onto the trail, that can piss anybody off.
Yeah, that's my second negative is...
Yeah, not very clear on the
trail. Not very clear trail markings there.
But, if you go with just the trail itself, hell, if you just walk to the road and turn around and walk back, it's a good trail. And if you completely take the road out of the trail and pretend it didn't exist, then the trail is great. The trail itself is pretty. The second part after the road is walking right next to a creek. That's pretty. And the first part of the trail is really nice. You get up on top of this ridge line. It's got some pretty views from up there. Especially after the leaves have fallen off, you can see a lot. When there's leaves, you're probably not going to see too much. But I enjoyed it until that road part hit, and I was doing fine. My feet were fine. My legs were fine. Everything went to shit once we hit that road. My legs, my feet, everything just went horrible, and I don't recommend that hike for most people unless you don't care to walk on a road. But we didn't know we were going to walk on a road. That's why we're telling you now, if you do this trail, you will have to walk on the road if you want to do the whole thing.
Right. So you better have... correct
something. Foot gear, knee pads.
You need to have correct foot gear, and it's like you're in the woods for a little bit, so you need to have good trail shoes. You're on the road for a little bit, so mm-hmm. It means you have to have good like street walking shoes.
Mind you, this is not a major highway or anything. This road is way off the beaten path somewhere. I don't even know the name of the road.
It's only 5 miles long, so
yeah, and I think the road's like a mile and a half. So there's not much traffic. One school bus went past this, one car went past this twice, And that was pretty much all the traffic. But you are walking past a lot of houses.
Yeah.
There are dogs that are not on chains.
Yeah, they. That's always been a problem. I've done read some reviews saying that there are some big dogs that will come after you. So watch out for that. All right.
You need to start putting the dogs on chains. But see, it's not against the law where they live out there. See, out there, out in those kinds of places, you're not forced to keep a dog.
So we're at the 30-minute mark already. So I'm going to go ahead and throw in the last two. I'm going to make these the honorable mentions on my part. Okay, so my last two favorites are... They're not my favorites. They're actually my least favorites, and I never want to visit them again. I only have them on here because these are from the first season.
Only, oh, that's right. That's right. They're
only good. Only Milkman and I have done it.
Yeah.
And so you don't know about them. But my seventh least favorite is Mary Ingalls Trail at Yatesville. The things I liked about it is... you're in the woods, there is a lake,
you're in the woods,
and there is a frog pond, which that's pretty cool, but it's only about 3 miles long, and which isn't worth the hour drive up there.
Oh, okay.
And pretty much, you can see people at all times. I mean, you're really not that far away. I mean, it's not worth the drive.
So there's no point in taking me up to see.
No, there's no point.
There's no point, okay.
And then my number one least favorite trail, which we did do this year, or we attempted to do this year with me and Gravedigger and me and Milkman, is the Apisu Atch Trail at Grayson. I don't know what's going on with that trail.
I'm glad I didn't go.
you start off with a big billboard listing all the different loop trails. There's like 4 different loop trails, and which you can combine together to make one large loop trail. We have a Deer Creek Trail, but... there are no trail marking signs at all. And you walk a gravel road for the most part until you finally get to this Y where the gravel road goes up a hill, the gravel road goes straight, and then there's a sign saying loop 2 and it's pointing into a field. So you're like, oh, okay, so I'm going to go into loop 2. All right, let's start it. So we start walking down there. It ends in a creek, and there is no sign of the trail picking up anywhere else. There are no signs.
Oh, God, I didn't make it to that one, too.
We attempted it twice.
I like how the trails I didn't make it to are the ones that turned out to be crap. So.
Yeah, and there were some people that got lost up there here recently. It was on the news, and... That's what the guy went on about. He says he's a hiker. He took his kids up there. He had never been on this trail, but they just got to a point where there were no trail signs. They ended up getting lost. They had to camp out. They were not prepared to camp out either, and it was cold that night. And so they had search and rescue come and find them the next day. So,
so that trail is a no-go for everyone.
Yeah, unless they can actually... do some maintenance to it and put some trail signs up there. It might end up being pretty good.
Right, maybe one day they'll fix it up.
All right, so now the 2017 is pretty much over. We have 2018 to look forward to. And Knights of the Trail, I'm going to try to make it bigger and better for you guys. Try to bump up the production quality and get more shots in. But we have some places that we... are just now talking about for the first time, so you're finding out with us. We are trying to come up with some places that we want to visit and explore this year. I have a list that of places that I would like to go. I'm going to say the number one thing I want to do this year is the Lake Vesuvius Backpacking Trail.
Oh, Jesus. You and that trail, Brad.
We need to do that trail.
You want to do that thing so bad?
We need to quit talking about it.
I know. No, we do. We need to do that, and we need to go do that other one up above Vesuvius. I can't remember the name. Don't know why. You just said it a few minutes ago.
Zaleski.
Zaleski.
That is my second.
Yeah, that's step I want to hit too. And yeah, I do want to get that backpack trail out of the way. Because now, what is that? Now, that backpack trail is about an 8 mile hike in camp and 8 mile hike back down.
It's,
so it's like doing Lake Vesuvius twice.
16 miles.
So I need to get Lake Vesuvius underneath my belt at least one more time.
Yeah.
Just run up there and kind of jog it, maybe. If I can jog, If I can jog that one, then I can definitely walk it twice. Because that's pretty much just walking it twice in a row. It's like walking it, sleeping on the ground, and then walking it again the next day.
The only problem we're going to have to run in with you is your gear.
And my feet, I don't have the greatest gear, and my feet are always going to be a problem. See, with that, I'll have to actually pack my foot powder with me. I actually have to come with me.
And you will need to get a sleeping bag, too. Depending on when we go.
I think we should go when it's a little bit warm. Now, see, here's the thing, though. Even if we went in the dead heat of summer, man, it could still get cold.
That's the thing. Brett doesn't want to do any more camping in dead heat of summer.
Oh, my God.
When we went to Cave Run.
So, no dead winter and no dead of summer.
Right. It has to be
You are listening to the biggest JJs in the world when it comes to hiking and camping, apparently.
Right. I'm good to go no matter what.
Me too. I don't want to do it in the dead of winter because... But I think
that's true. Teens.
That's bad stuff. But, I mean, I wouldn't mind walking it in the dead of winter. Right. Camping.
The only reason I wouldn't do it is because we're not prepared to do it. Like, no. We don't have the right gear.
I think towards the end of summer. I think July and August would be a good time. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to do it. I know it's going to be hot, but I don't know how to explain it. I think I'd have a better time on it. I won't regret I said this. I think I'd have a better time if it was hotter than if it was freezing cold. I would rather walk this trail in extreme heat than extreme cold. Probably.
See, I'm exact opposite. And I found that out.
I mean, I'd like to be somewhere in between.
Yeah, I found that out this year.
Well, because the hardest part is not really the hike, it's the sleeping at night when you're sticky and icky because it is so humid even in the middle of the night.
That sucks.
Yes.
And you can't take any layers off. Either. I mean, you could be naked and still
you still feel crappy. Yes.
With winter, though, you can continue to add layers. You can do the emergency.
All those layers you can add have to be packed up there.
That's true.
That's the problem. See, if we go in the winter, I don't have to pack this big old heavy jacket. You just take it that when I go in the winter, I can use my skinny. I can buy a skinny freaking, if we go in the summer, sleeping bag. I don't have to worry about, you know, that shit happening.
I think it should be the first season 8, or season 3 of Knights of the Trail destination video that we do.
Okay. Doing it first thing in the year is going to be hard since I'm not ready for something like that. Physical-wise, more or less. Purchase-wise.
So here's another thing, too, and this is my main point that I want to bring up, is... I don't want to go anywhere new unless all of us can go. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Once you do the Four Seas Trail, we are all caught up. I finally got you all to do the. We've all seen the same trails. We've all been to the same.
Well, that's why I want to go to Vesuvius again. If Brett can make it, great. If he can't, oh well. I just want to do it because I love that trail. It's also good exercise. Why run on a treadmill when you can just go do the same trail over and over and get your exercise that way?
True.
Might as well just do that. True. It's better exercise anyways for what you're trying to do. I wouldn't mind hitting Lick Falls again here soon, just for the hell of it.
Well, now that
just for the walk.
The next place I want to go is Zaleski. That's up in Ohio. It's still part of the Wayne National Forest, just like Lake Vesuvius. There are different trails up there. There's a 10-mile day hike. You can't camp it. You have to hike it in 10 miles. Or you can make loops and camp there, and there's water at each campsite along the way, so you don't have to pack any water.
You can't camp at this one?
You can camp.
Oh, okay.
But on the 10-mile, there's designated campsites.
Oh, like you just can't camp anywhere like you can in the Vesuvius.
Right.
Oh.
And each one of them has like a little outhouse, and it has a picnic table, and it has a
well, that's fine.
It has a water, has water.
Oh well, that's great. That sounds like a great trail to have. Like Vesuvius packing, that would be a great practice run.
Yeah.
5 mile in, camp 5 mile out. Dude, if we can do that in the spring, then I see no reason why we can't do the big one a few months later.
Right.
No problems.
All right. My next one is I want to go to Breaks Interstate Park in Pine Mountain.
I've already been there.
Pine Mountain Trail. I don't know if you've actually been on the Pine Mountain.
I don't know what trail I did. It was a long time ago.
I've seen pictures, dude. It's beautiful.
I was there when I was like 14.
Right.
So 20 years ago. So that's probably changed.
Well,
it's a far drive. I remember it being.
I think it's about 130 to 150 mile hike.
Yeah, we'll get out here right on.
It's a straight shot, but you can camp and hike. I mean, anywhere you want. You know, well, you're in a forest. But that's just something that I want to do. And I want to progressively get better. You know, I want to progressively be able to hike further. And that's just like lifting weights. You want to continue on lifting heavier and heavier. You want to keep on walking further and further.
The problem with walking further and further being gone longer is family. It's hard for me to be away from them that long. Right now, once they get older, it won't be a problem.
We could save to the end of the year, like after we've got some hiking up under our belts, you know.
No.
We're already...
If we go to break, how long would we be gone?
Huh?
How long are you wanting to be gone if we go to breaks?
Oh, man, we may have to do an overnighter, or even two, maybe. We'll have to plan our vacations and stuff around it. But I've got one more I want to get out, and that is the New River Gorge Trail in West Virginia. Hmm. So, you know,
how long is that one?
It's 12 miles.
Oh.
But there's a giant waterfall at the end.
Oh, destination hike.
No, not a lot of people know about this trail, so it's not like something everybody just goes to. They're all up on the bridge, you know.
We're supposed to do that today because we can't camp that one?
We can camp
that. Oh, you can camp
that. Yes. So basically there's this raging river. You're walking next to this raging river the whole time, which you can swim in if you wanted to, because there's some...
So a good summertime hike.
Right.
Pass some swimming.
Yeah. And it's an out and back trail.
You said raging river, so as long as I got the filter thing, I don't have to bring 10 bottles.
Exactly.
Okay, so this sounds like a good summer one.
Right. And it's an out and back, so it doesn't circle around. So I think it's 6 miles in, 6 miles back out. Okay. So you're only hiking 6 miles, camping, seeing that waterfall, and then hiking 6 miles back out.
Your plan is to camp a shit ton this year? Is that what you're trying to tell us? It sounds like every single one of those places is all camping.
Well,
you want to do the backpacking trail at Zeus Camp, mm-hmm. Zaleski Camp,
yeah,
River George Camp, and Branson State Park Camp.
Well,
that's four camps right there without going to Cave Run or anything else.
Well, that's my the reason being is that's my goal. Like, I want to do the Shelter We Trace one day, and this is me conditioning myself to get used to
camping. I just hate camping. Part of me really hates it. I can't sleep.
Oh, really?
It's hard for me to sleep on that uncomfortable. It's so
comfortable. Well, we just got to figure out how to make it more comfortable.
Well, we got to try the leap thing. We haven't tried the leap thing yet.
You can only...
We need to set out. We need to go camping and try that out, because that might actually do a lot of good.
It does.
That might actually...
It's different.
It might be like, damn, it's better than my bed. You never know.
Especially if you have that blow up.
The blow up one. Yeah, I can only get that thing out to such a small size.
So after Sir Cosselot and I finished up with our podcast, Milkman decided to drop by and give his comments on his favorite trails of 2017 and his least favorite trails of 2017, and this was taking place after, so stick around. All right, Brett, now that you've actually listened to the podcast I had with Josh, well, what'd you think about it overall?
Pretty good. Tell me about your different likes and dislikes of different trails and how it goes.
Well, now it's your turn, buddy.
Yay!
So, since this is a pretty long podcast, video, whatever you call it, we are going to just go ahead and fly through this. All right, so during the video, you seen that my number one favorite was Four Seas Trail, the Carter Caves. What is your number one favorite trail?
My favorite trail is a natural bridge at Slade, Kentucky.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, what are all the things that you liked about it that made that trail your number one pick?
Just the beautiful scenery, how a different place you can go and see, look out of the countryside.
Of course, you heard my likes too. They actually compliment yours. My dislikes, though, you heard what they were. It was more of just kind of like a tourist attraction. There was a lot of people around. Sir Cuss-a-Lot said that, you know, you get from point A to point B, and it's like your destination thing. What are some of the things that you dislike about Natural Bridge?
Well, like you said, there's too many people. I mean, there's a lot of people there that comes all over just see the Natural Bridge.
Yeah, people from like out of the country. Yeah. There's like Asians and Africans and all kinds of stuff.
So yeah, so it is a big tourist attraction. Like to hike to get away from the people, so that's a
right
kind of nuisance.
But it's definitely a view that you just can't pass.
No, it's a beautiful view.
Okay, well, what is your second favorite trail?
It would be the Four Seas Trail at Car Caves.
Yeah, that was my first. Some of the things I liked about the Four Seas is you're way out there. It has a lot of views to offer and tall cliffs and stuff. So I go into why you picked it as your number two trail.
Well, a lot of points of what you made. Like, I mean, you're out there. You're pretty much you and the countryside. Then there's some places you see a beautiful arc, rocks, formation, some caves.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another part where it's a meadow with lake and stuff, so you about to see it all there.
Yeah, you pretty much get everything at the Four Seas. What are some of the things you disliked about the Four Seas Trail?
The ups and downs.
The ups and downs, that's very true. Of course, when we first did it the first time, it was 90 degrees in the middle of August.
And of course, it was our very first trail we did.
Our very first one. We cut our teeth on that one. I went back with Gravedigger, and we did it. Of course, you know, that guy's got stamina for miles. And, you know, I was still trying to keep up with him. But I bet if I was with you or Sir Cuss-a-Lot, I would have been better off. Usually it's better if you hike with people with the same fitness level as you, and that way you kind of enjoy one another without...
Yeah, because Gravedigger, he can do it. He pretty much can run it.
Yeah, he's like Speedy Gonzales there. Let's see here. What is your third favorite trail?
That'd be the Lake Vesuvius.
Yeah, Vesuvius is pretty beautiful. What are some of the things that you like about it that made it your number three?
I mean, like the cliff, you go up, there's a cliff right there, you can go up and look out of the lake and see, and just see different, the big old rock right in the middle of the lake, and it's the whole area, and just, it goes all around the lake and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen, like, something I didn't mention before, but the wildlife up there. It's like every time I go out there, I either see a crane, a beaver, you know, like hawks or whatever.
Yeah.
I heard some coyotes kill something out there one time. It's pretty interesting. What are some of the things you dislike about it?
Not really much. This just seems like it's just seeing so much and stuff. It just seems like it's the same old stuff. It's not really nothing new.
Once you've been there, you've been there.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. I'm with you on that. I don't dislike it. I mean, it is my second favorite trail, but I can see where it would get kind of tiring. That's only because I've been there so many times.
Yeah.
I've taken you all out individually, plus my wife. And so that's a thing about next season. I definitely want to make sure that if we're going to go for some... I want to make sure next season, if we go somewhere, that's going to be an episode, somewhere new. We all need to go together or we don't go at all. And that way, everybody gets to go. I don't have to keep taking you guys out individually. And everybody is on film. So that's my New Year's resolution for 2018 there. So your fourth favorite trail?
Is the Lost Trail.
What are your likes about it? Do you remember it very much?
Not really. When we were just talking here, I kind of forgot most about it.
You forgot the Lost Trail?
Yeah, I lost the Lost Trail.
I'll try to refresh your memory. Me, you, and Gravedigger went there. I remember climbing up on a big hill, and we noticed that it was getting dark, and we just kind of sat up there on that hill and pretty much watched the sunset. And then we hiked back, and we thought we got lost there for a second, and it was really muddy that night. I remember just like sinking down in the mud.
When we went up there in the hills, just seeing the scenery and stuff, just beautiful out there. Pretty much, you're pretty much out there by yourself in Lost Trail.
What did you pick for your number 5 trail?
Lick Falls.
Oh yeah, what's special about Lick Falls?
Just the waterfall, how it beautiful it is, going off the rocks.
Yeah, it kind of snakes down there, doesn't
it?
Yeah. Yeah. Any dislikes of this one?
The only thing bad about Lick Falls is you want to go when it's still pretty much wet and stuff, but when it dry up, you don't really see much of a waterfall.
That's true, and it's a pretty short trail, and to go all the way out there. I'm sure Sir Cuss-a-Lot would agree with this, that it's a good practice trail.
Yeah.
If you just want to go out, take the kids out, take the girlfriend or wife out for a
little
hike.
It's a nice leisure trail just to go one day, like, just let's go take a nice scenic route and stuff. That'd be a good trail to go on and stuff.
Well, what is your number 6 favorite trail? The Kanawha Trace.
Yeah, Kanawha Trace.
5-mile loop trail. So why did this... What are some of the things that you liked about the Kanawha Trace?
Well, I like that you go on a bridge and nice, like, look like run-down houses. Look like people used to live there. Feel like you're just walking through, like, history. So that was pretty neat, too.
Yeah, I noticed that it's pretty far down on your list. What are some of the things you disliked about it?
My biggest problem was it is you have to walk on a road for quite a while before you get back on the trail.
Oh yeah, that road walk, man, that was killer.
Yeah, especially it really hurts the feet.
Yeah, Josh had that as his very last trail and he never wants to do it again. He brought up another good point is the trail signage isn't very good either. It's easy to get lost on that last mile there.
Especially, when you're on the road, it gets confusing where you get back on the trail. It took us a while to figure out, go past this gate to get back on.
I have a feeling that if we were anybody else, we would have got lost.
Yeah.
Like, just somehow intuition kicked in, and we were able to find our bearings and get back on trail.
But, besides the road, it's a pretty trail to go to. It's pretty neat.
So, anyway, thanks for coming down here, Brett. It's been pretty awesome talking with you and getting your opinions on these trails. We've definitely been through a lot together in these past...
Yeah, and hopefully in 2018 we'll get into more stuff.
Yeah. Before we go, though... are there any particular trails that you would like to hit in 2018?
Zeski. I really want to see the tunnel and this brand new area to check out. And hopefully it's got beautiful scenery too.
Yeah, we're going to do some research on that trail and start mapping it out and planning for that as one of our main Knights of the Trail episodes. Also, we were talking about doing that backpacking trail at Vesuvius.
Yeah, so we need to finally get that accomplished.
Yeah, that's been a long time coming. That's the trail that started all this. Yeah. It was just us talking about it. So now we need to do it. And I think we have a few more surprises for you throughout 2018 along the way. But that's all for us. And y'all have a good New Year's and be safe out there. See you out on the trail.